ओम शांति।
ब्राह्मण जीवन की शान सोना।
The pride or honor of Brahman life, self-respect.
ब्राह्मण जीवन में उन्नति करने के लिए बहुत मददगार बनता है।
Self-respect helps you to elevate in this Brahman life. That's why Baba says, sweet children, always remain in your self-respect state. The meaning of remaining in self-respect is to give respect to your own self. For that, it's really important to understand the method to remain in self-respect. By remembering the title of self-respect, definitely there will be some benefit. But when you remain in the self-respect state, and when you become the embodiment of the self-respect, you get much more benefit out of it. The method is really simple. Baba gives lot of titles in Murli. You will have to select one or two title out of it which gives you lot of happiness, which makes you intoxicated. You have to select such a title for yourself and remain in solitude and do deep introspection on this topic. Suppose if you took the title, I am a world benefactor soul. So first think, what will be the thoughts of the one who will be the world benefactor? They will be an instrument for world benefactor, and their words will be giving happiness to others. Words will give happiness to others, and their actions will be so much elevated and will bring benefits to others. So first, you'll have to churn on this topic. After that, this is your throne. Then, you the soul, who is a world benefactor soul. That means when you remain seated in the throne, then your thoughts, your words, your actions should automatically change. So Baba helps you to sit in the throne of self-respect, and Maya makes a lot of effort to bring you down from the throne. This throne will bring you a lot of benefit. So even if Maya there's a lot of opposition, you should not leave the throne. Self-respect helps you to become equal to the Father. If you remain seated in the Saman, mainly there are 10 main benefits through which your life will starts to elevate on its own. The first benefit is to remain in self-respect means to experience a self-sovereign state. When the soul is in such a pride state, then mind, intellect and sanskar salutes the soul. and remains in the discipline of the soul, through which the self-serving state automatically increases. Baba says, the one who becomes the king of their own self, that is, the one who becomes a self-serving soul, that soul will definitely become an emperor, king or emperor in the golden age. The second benefit is to remain seated in self-respect, means to remain in an introspective stage. When you are in self-respect stage, you constantly look at yourself. You constantly feel intoxicated in godly love, through which lot of elevated thoughts emerge in your mind, and through which the negative or the waste thoughts automatically get destroyed. That's why the bliss of elevated thoughts you start to experience in this Brahman life. So, you have to remain seated in the state of self-respect. The third benefit is to remain seated in the self-respect means the treasures which Baba has given. You have to use these treasures by considering yourself as a child. Because how much you use this treasure for the benefit of others, that much the treasures start to increase. That's why one who remains in the self-respect, if you remain in the self-respect, you get the awareness and remember these treasures, and you make use of this treasure, through which these treasures automatically start to increase in your life. The fourth benefit is to remain seated in self-respect state means to search your own soul. Every single soul has innumerable powers inside them. It's very subtle, it's hidden inside the soul. In order to awaken these powers and treasures inside the soul, self-respect helps you to awaken these powers from inside. When you remain in self-respect state, the powers which were sleeping start to awaken, and your capabilities or capacity starts to increase. The example is, Adadis came to Yajna as small children. Baba helped them to remind their own self-respect and when they remain in that self-respect stage, all the powers started to emerge inside them. And now you can see our dadis has brought revolution throughout the world. These shaktis, these powers came or emerged from the self-respect. The fifth benefit is to remain seated in the self-respect means to always remain safe from Maya. When you are in certain elevated state, the inspiration from the Maya which pulls you down, you won't be attracted to Maya and you will be a carefree emperor. So, self-respect acts as a shield and protect yourself from the attack of enemy. Even though you are remaining in the land of enemy, you should be alert, because at any moment enemy can attack you. That's why always wear the shield of godly protection and then go into the battlefield. The great soldiers, they remain always wear the bulletproof jacket and goes out. So we also should wear a Maya-proof dress by remaining in the self-respect stage, and you should be in godly intoxication, and then you'll have to go to do the service. If you do that, you will be safe from the enemy. The sixth benefit, to remain in the self-respect means to search and introspect yourself. When you look deep inside the soul, then at that moment you will realize the small dots in the soul or the small weakness in the soul. So in that introspection, these weakness becomes clear. When you realize these weakness, you'll make lot of effort to remove those weakness. As a doctor tells a patient that these are your illness, and the patient unless patient remain free from the disease, that patient tries to make a lot of effort. Similarly, you will have to remove the weakness from inside. Otherwise, these weakness will remain with you for many, many years and will create obstacle for your elevated stage. Always remember one thing. Your weakness won't allow you to make profit or benefit in your life. If you have weakness inside, then it creates obstacle in the efforts that you're making, and you start to look at the weakness of others because of which lot of negative thoughts starts to emerge in your mind. That's why you should relieve yourself from the weakness. The seventh benefit is the meaning of remaining seated in self-respect means the main treasure that you have is the treasure of the time. This treasure you have to keep on using. Baba has given you innumerable treasures. Amongst those treasures, the most valuable treasure is that of the time. Because the treasure of the time is the basis for inculcating other virtues or treasures. How much you utilize your time, automatically you start to bring in all the treasures inside you. That's why every single second you will have to utilize. My every single second is used in better way. How will you understand that? Safal in Hindi means that you get better fruit out of every second. Then you'll understand that you're using your time in a productive way. The time of confluence age. It is said that you have to shake hands with the God. In the intellect of the God, you will have to shake your intellect with that of Baba's. That means constantly connect with Baba in this time. When you remain in the self-respect stage, you have this awareness that this time, you are given this time to create your fortune. With that awareness, you make the benefit out of the time. You try to maximum utilize the time. Baba said once, the one who is stone intellect, they use their time in an ordinary way, but the one who has a sharp intellect, they use every single second and they shine or they polishes their own fortune. The eighth benefit is to remain seated in the self-respect means to inculcate royal sanskars. In the confluence age, how much ever the royal sanskar you want to emerge inside you, you can. Because on the basis of the sanskar, you will be born in the royal family in the future. If you remain in an elevated self-respect state, you automatically start to think elevated thoughts and your words will be so elevated and your actions will automatically be elevated, through which your sanskars automatically becomes royal. So this is the chance that you get in the confluence stage. Baba always would remain in that intoxication. That's why Brahma Baba became number one Narayan. This royalty was always reflected through Baba's life and Baba's behavior. That's why we also have to remain in such an elevated self-respect stage. If someone gives you respect or not, you need not bother, because God Himself has given me respect. Baba has given me such an elevated title. This is a great pride for me. Suppose if you get the thoughts, Baba gives you such an elevated title for you. Baba is not, he just praising you. But in this world, only there is one Baba who knows the past, present and future, and he always would want to bring benefits to the children. That's why Baba gives this title to you. So always you'll have to tie this title with you in this world. The one who is of high status always remains the tie. As soon as they wear a tie, they remain in that intoxicated state. The title of the Praman or self-respect. So you will also have to remain or tie this title with you always. And then you will feel this elevated honor or pride because of the self-respect, and the ego will automatically start to diminish. The ninth benefit is to remain seated in the self-respect stage means to constantly look at the virtues of others. When you remain in the self-respect stage, your vision will be that of innocent vision, because you won't be seeing any weakness in others, because you are already in such an elevated stage. And because of such an elevated stage, you will automatically look at the elevated stages or virtues of others. The one who is a great soul is the one who always looks at the virtues of others. In the world, there is not even one soul who doesn't even have even one virtue. Every single soul has one or the other virtue. But it's just a matter of our vision. Our vision should be of that which grasps the virtues of others. To remain in the self-respect stage means your thoughts will automatically be innocent and you will constantly look at the virtues of others. Baba always Baba always would remain in such an elevated pride stage that I am almighty authority. And Baba constantly looks at the virtues of others and constantly gives us penance according to these virtues and helps us to move forward. The 10th benefit is to remain seated in the self-respect means to always get connected with the Supreme Father. Supreme Father. In other words, you can say, the hand of self-respect helps you to remain with the Supreme Soul. When you remain in the self-respect stage, your mind and intellect will be swinging in the intoxication and you start to elevate your stage and this helps you to bring closer to Baba. And your conscience and your attitude become so peaceful and cool because of which in the yoga you will start to experience very deep and beautiful experiences. If you do not remain seated in the self-respect stage, your mind starts to wander in the worldly matters. But when you remain in the self-respect stage, you take your intellect beyond these worldly matters. That's why, how much ever you remain in the godly intoxication, you automatically take you away from these worldly matters and you will be able to remain in the subtle and the incorporeal world. You will be seeing when you constantly practice this self-respect stage, on that day your yoga or remembrance will become very automatic and without effort you will be able to connect with Baba. And as soon as you connect with Baba, you collect treasures from Baba and your stock of treasures start to increase. That's why Baba says, self-respect helps you to become equal to Baba. Because you go near Baba and you get connected to Baba, through which Baba's powers, Baba's treasures and Baba's virtues start to inculcate in yourself and you become equal to Baba. That's why you will have to understand the importance of self-respect stage. Because in the past 63 births, you have been in Baba's jail and you were a slave of Baba. Through which there is deep, deep sense of insecurity and worthless feeling inside you. And this feeling doesn't allow you to elevate your stage and these feelings create obstacle in the effort. So you should not look at the parts of Dwapar and Kaliyuga. You should look at the part of yourself in the golden and silver age where you were the emperor and empress. And if you look at that stage, you will remain in the such an elevated self-respect stage. In this aspect, you have to keep Brahma Baba forward. Baba, from day one, had such an intoxication inside that I will become number one Narayan. All the subjects of the world, I am the father of all the subjects in the world. Because of such an intoxication, Baba kept on moving forward in a faster pace towards his complete stage. And Baba reached the complete stage in an easy manner. This is the miracle of godly intoxication. That's why Never, never reduce the intoxication from inside. Never lessen the intoxication, because self-respect is your honor. If you do not have soul in the body, you will see that body as dead. In the same manner, if the soul doesn't have self-respect inside, nor if the soul doesn't have godly intoxication, then the soul is equal to being dead. So self-respect is the life of the soul. You will have to understand this importance, and you'll have to move faster in this path of knowledge. Without self-respect, you won't be able to elevate your stage. Do not consider this thing as ordinary. Swa means me, the soul. Man means I am a great soul. If these two things are together, that Swa and Man, that I am a great soul, that means that to remain in the self-respect stage. So we will remain for few moments in such a self-respect stage. Everyone remain in such an intoxicated stage and remain in the self-respect throne. I, the king, is sitting in the throne and is over the control of the mind, intellect, the sanskar and the five senses, and I am in the self-sovereign stage. Everyone will experience such a stage now. Om Shanti.